Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our nearly five-year study of the book of Revelation with this message on Revelation chapter 22, verses 20 and 21, titled, The End. You can send comments, questions, or prayer requests by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com. Or you can send your letter to P.O. Box 211, West Jefferson, Ohio, 43162. And now we begin our study of Revelation chapter 22, verses 20 and 21, titled, The End. This is part one of two.
Let's get into our study of the book of Revelation, and we're going to finish.
Wow, what?
The end. That's the point of the study. We're finishing. We've been at this for 5 years, close to 5 years. And people still think we went too fast. And we're not obviously going to be done with the book of Revelation, but we're not going to study through verse by verse. But there's other things we'll come back to and look at from time to time. And we're going to get into the book of Daniel. So Daniel and Revelation are very closely related. So you're going to see, still learn from the book of Revelation in these studies, and you'll still learn if you continue to read and study your Bible on your own between you and the Lord. Amen? So let's open with prayer. Father, we thank you for this time that we could spend with your word open, the Holy Spirit guiding us. Lord, I pray you help me to teach what you've given me and teach all of us new things, not new revelation, but new to us. And newly illuminated to us. And we just thank you for the fact that we have an infallible book and we can study with full confidence in what we're reading. And we recognize that most Christians don't have a foundation. Most of our friends and family who are Christians don't really have a relationship with you because scholars have robbed them of their faith. And they don't really have a Bible they trust. And they look in all these other places to find information, and it's just emptiness and leaves them with a void. And so we do pray that everybody that hears this study and follows along with our studies here locally and on the internet and on the radio and elsewhere, Lord, that each one will have their faith in that book built up. And it's just an amazing difference in our lives when we know that we have the Word of God. So we thank you for that. Ask you to teach us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I guess I don't have to shut that blind. Before we get into our study, good night.
Yes.
Want to talk about the attack today. Not going to go into a lot of detail, but it was Islam. And just look at this. This is one of the headlines. It's four dead, including cop, as many mowed down in terror incident. And you can look down in the smaller print there. You'll see a reference to ISIS, but that's about it. I watched for 20 minutes, and this guy was called Assailant. And he was called a knifeman. He was said to be possibly linked to ISIS. That was in quotes, their exact words. The word Islam had not been used once. Just think about that. The man is killing in the name of Islam. He is killing in the name of Muhammad. And they won't mention it. Your news media is scripted and controlled, folks. You do not have a free news media in this country.
Nope. Amen.
That's why I corrected as best I could the understanding people had when Donald Trump said fake news is the enemy of the American people, and he was blasted by Republicans and Democrats. And they would say Trump was wrong for saying the press is the enemy of the American people. That whoever said that, whoever you heard say that, is a bold-faced liar.
Amen.
He didn't say the press. Now, listen, I'm telling everybody in this room, you either wake up to what I'm telling you, if you haven't already, or you're blind and you're going to go in a ditch. They are lying to you. They will lie about what a baby is. They'll lie to you about what marriage is. They'll lie to you about what the Constitution says. They'll lie to you about what the Bible says. They'll lie to you about history. They will lie to you about medicine. They will lie to you about vaccines. They will lie to you about anything they're told to lie to you about. They're controlled. There is no free media in America in the mainstream networks.
Amen.
Period. And if this kind of thing doesn't prove it to you, nothing's going to prove it. This is how the headline should have read tonight. Muslim terrorist kills Brits outside UK Parliament. None of the headlines said that. Because they're liars.
Amen.
We have been preaching for years. There's coming a day when you're going to live in a world of lies. Your teachers lie to you. Your textbooks lie to you. Your media lies to you. The news, entertainment, lies, 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 lies. Watch out, it's coming, it's coming, and now it is here, and Christians, by and large, won't listen.
Yeah.
And they keep buying it and feeding into it. That's what they should have said, Muslim terrorist kills Brits, and I'll guarantee you one thing, if the dude had been a Christian, he was Catholic or any kind, and had killed somebody, they would have immediately referred to him as a Christian extremist. And they couldn't have used that word Christian more often enough to suit them. They would have used it as much as possible.
Yeah.
And you look at Timothy McVeigh, who was an agnostic, Eric Rudolph, who killed an abortionist down south. He was a nihilist. And you look at all these guys. You look at where they claimed it was a Christian who committed these terrorist acts against abortion clinics and stuff. And they weren't Christians. But they called them Christian every time they referred to them.
Yeah, right.
You've got, some of you, I know some of you that are awake. We have got to talk about these things with our loved ones. We've got to try to help them to wake up to what's going on.
Amen.
The lies. This is what John Wesley said about Islam. I posted this on social media today. Probably as many people shared that as have ever shared anything I posted. This is a direct quote from John Wesley. He said, quote, "Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth. That numberless cities are razed from the foundation, and only their name remaining. That many countries, which were once as the garden of God, are now a desolate wilderness. And that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of human kind," end quote. Islam is what he's talking about. He knew history, and he wasn't living in denial. He didn't deny what was in front of his face. Yeah.
Just so you know, the mayor of London is a Muslim.
Yes, the mayor of London is a Muslim. Yeah. That's how stupid the English people are, living in London, that they would purposely elect a Muslim mayor. Listen, it is the same as electing a Nazi. And if you go back, can you imagine? I'm telling you, I believe we've already been sending thousands of our young men to die, and they won't even say the truth. They're fighting Islam. And every person who tells you otherwise is a fool and a liar. We are at war with Islam. If it weren't for Islam, there would be no war. You go back to World War II, we were at war with Nazism. The Nazis are almost identical to Islam. There's very little difference in their beliefs and their desires, especially if you look at how they hated Bible-believing Christians and Jews. Nazis and Islam hate Bible-believing Christians. They love the apostates, but they hate the Bible believers. And they had never met a Jew they like. So, that's my news update on the Islamic attacks. And back to the book here. We're looking at the end of our study of the book of Revelation, but I believe we are looking at the end of this dispensation.
Amen.
We're that close. I really believe that. And it's interesting. I just think it's interesting. I think I might refer to this again in this study, actually. But do you know, we believe Jesus died somewhere around 30 to 33 A.D. So you move that 2,000 years. We're getting close to the 2,000 years mark. And I'm not setting dates, but I'm telling you that we can see things, the writing on the wall, and know it's getting close. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. Go ahead and read these verses with me, beginning of verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Now, the new versions, let's just get this out of the way. New Bible versions stink.
Amen.
All right, just want everybody in here to know that. If you reject that counsel, you're going to fall into a ditch, just like I mentioned a little while ago. If you decide you're going to get your news from liars or get Bibles from liars, either way, it's going to blind guides leading you into the ditch. Now, here's just an example. The verse we just read says, he which testifieth these things saith. Your NIV, they call it the New International Version. Some people call it the Nutty Idiots Version. I believe it's the New International Vatican Bible. But it says, he who testifies to these things says. Now, you say, well, that's close. I don't want close. Why do you got to mess with my Bible? It says, he which testifieth these things, not he who testifies to these things. What's the difference? If you're ever up for murder and you have to choose between a witness who can testify the things that happen or a witness who can testify that somebody told them they saw those things, which one do you want on your side? You don't want the guy who's just hearsay. That's hearsay.
Amen.
This is eyewitness.
Amen.
He's testifying to the things that are being testified. See the difference? Say it with me.
Amen.
All right, try it again. You guys sounded drunk. Things that are different are not the same. Yeah, we've got some people who are really touchy about that there. We don't want them to think we're doing any drinking. Got tea in my cup, just want everybody to know that.
Praise the Lord.
Now, you think that's bad, what we just saw, not how you guys... But you think that's bad, what we just read. The message sounds like it was written by a hillbilly burnout. I'm not kidding you. This is the King James Bible you just read. Compare that to this. He who testifies to all these things says it again. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Yes, come Master Jesus. Or, if you want it with a little bit of feeling, this is how I hear that. He who testifies to all these things says it again. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Yes, sir. Come Master Jesus. That's how I hear it when I read that. That's not a Bible. Now, I did find one of the translation consultants used for the Message.
Looks like Randy.
No, not him. I'm talking about him. Say it with me. New Bible versions stink. Amen. Now, back to the real Bible says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come Lord Jesus." Now, because people just kind of get foggy and they read, and sometimes they just, what is he even saying? Who is he which testifieth?
Jesus.
But it's not real clear, so let's just break this down. It says, "He which testifies these things saith," and then he says this, but it stops here. And then that's commentary from John. In other words, the lack of quotation marks can be tricky in our infallible Bible.
Yeah.
You get that?
Amen.
It's actually clear. The problem isn't with our Bible. The problem is sometimes the way we read it. And some people say, "Well, what? Why don't you put out a Bible with all those quotation marks in it?" And that may sound, but let me tell you something. You know what? What have we been talking about tonight? People are liars. I don't trust anybody to do it anymore. I just don't trust them. I'd rather figure it out on my own. And they say, call him up and ask him. See what he thinks. It's clear, but that's laid out for clarity just so you know. Jesus, in parentheses, is he which testifieth, saith, surely I come quickly. And then to that, John says, amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yep.
So, that's why we sang that song, "Oh, even so, come quickly." It's based on that verse. Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly." Now, this is prior to 70 AD. We touched on this a few weeks ago, but some people have a problem with that. Whoa, wait a minute now. He said this is before 70 AD, because that's when Revelation was written. And he said, "I come quickly." This is what I was talking about a moment ago. The years 20, 30 to 33, there's difference of opinion, whether it's 30, 32, 33, will be 2,000 years since Jesus ascended. Now, that's interesting to think about the year coming up, but it's also, you're just like, 2,000 years. He said he's coming quickly. Well, the question then is 2,000 years quickly? And the answer is a simple explanation. That was 2 days ago from God's perspective.
Amen.
Who said, I come quickly?
Jesus.
Jesus is
God.
And so from God's perspective, it was 2 days. What I mean is, 2 Peter 3:8 says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." So, how many days has passed since Jesus ascended to heaven? Not even 2 days yet. It'll be 2 days in 2030 to 33, somewhere in there. So, 2,000 years is
2 days.
Amen.
And that's really it. It isn't just guesswork, by the way. We're told this explicitly in the Old Testament. But it's not pertaining to the church, but to Israel.
Yeah.
And the prophecy was about Messiah being rejected, that after that would happen, God says that he will revive the kingdom of Israel after 2 days in the Old Testament. How many of you knew that was in there? Any of you? So most everybody here tonight is going to be able to walk out of here and say, you learned something. And it wasn't just who the translation consultant was for the Message. Amen?
Amen.
A day is as 1,000 years, and look at Hosea 6:2 says, "After 2 days will he revive us."
Amen.
"In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight." Ain't that something?
Amen.
The "us" and the "we" is Israel in that text. Let's look at it again. "And after 2 days, he will revive us." Who's us? "In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight." Hosea is talking about Israel in the context. So, We have confirmed by Peter's math of 1,000 years is as a day, and we're told explicitly that it would be after 2 days. That's an amazing prophecy right there. The Bible is an amazing book. So when Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly," he was saying, "Be there after 2 days."
Amen.
Amen. Now, I say you may not like that, but because a lot of people have a hard time because they'll come up and say, "Well, I never heard that before.
Sure.
I've never heard that before. Obviously, it can't be true because I've never heard it before. And I know everything." That's what they're insinuating. When someone comes up to me and says, "Oh, I've never heard that before." Now, if they come up and say, "I've never heard that before," and they're like, "That's great. That's different." But I've had people come and say, "Well, I've never heard that before." Well, stinks to be you, amen? Oh, well. And that's just a message to some folks who I hear from time to time who are, most of them remain anonymous, and they send me these messages. And I'm like, your point is that because you didn't already know this and someone hadn't already taught you this, so somehow that means it's wrong? I've never heard that before. "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus." He's coming after 2 days.
Amen.
Regardless of the date on the calendar, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, let's get back to that. No matter what the date says, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Someone says, "Well, if you lived 1,000 years ago, would you be teaching the same stuff?" No, I'd be running from the Pope. Anybody who knows church history knows that one of the reasons why Christians haven't really developed a lot of their beliefs is because they was always on the run.
Amen.
And he was hunting them down like dogs and killing them and burning their Bibles and burning their churches. I see a lot of people when they get mad at me, they say, "You talk an awful lot bad about the Roman Catholic Church," because I know them.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you don't, you're just telling me you don't know them.
The 5th century was a lot of blood.
From the 5th on. Really, until the 19th century, there's a lot of blood. That's why they call it the Trail of Blood in the little book we sold. And it's only been turned down to a trickle, but you find that a lot of the bloodiest things going on the earth, the Vatican's behind the scenes.
Amen.
We talked about it in our studies of Revelation 17:18. That is the attitude of the mature, spirit-filled believer right there, though. That's the attitude of the mature, spirit-filled believer. No matter what the calendar, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Now, comparing Scripture with Scripture, I want to look at this. We are to be looking for Jesus. Jude says in verse 21, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." You see,
amen.
You have eternal life now as a possession on a legal sense. It belongs to you now. But you can thank God that this ain't it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
So we're looking for the day when we get to take the promise and it becomes, instead of, Paul says, we walk by faith, not by sight. That's not forever. That's now. It's coming a day when we walk by sight.
Amen.
That's what this is talking about. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Your bodies are not experiencing eternal life right now.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
I mean, all the aches and pains, poor old Dre back there, and Mark with his leg, and Noah with his foot, and poor old Jim with his foot and his headaches and everything going on. And then some of you are just like, you know, when you walk, we hear it. Jenny was watching one of our Genesis studies a couple of weeks ago, and we had it on the TV, and so I sat down and watched it a little bit with her. I study while she's watching a lot of times, and I heard her go, oh. And I looked at her and said, "You all right?" She goes, "No, you're popping your knuckles." I was like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, you were popping your knuckles on the video." So I rewound it. I didn't even know I was doing it. All it was is I'm talking and my hand's hurting. So what do? Pop. Pop. Ah. Oh. That's all I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Yeah, you didn't.
Amen.
That's it. And you know, Noah, that foot, I'm gonna bless you right now. In about 20 or 30 years, you're really going to feel that injury. All the injuries of, you know, teenage, early 20s, we bounce right back. Oh, that wasn't so bad. A couple of weeks from now, and they'll be out there dunking, you know. 20 years, if the Lord tarries, you'll feel it. Amen?
Amen.
That's why the older you get, the more you look forward to this. It's just the truth. I'd like to say, you know, I was Mr. Spiritual when I was 20, 25 years old. I wasn't. I loved the Word of God. I loved studying everything. But there was a lot of me that wasn't real mature. And I actually worried about the fact rapture might happen before I could, you know, live my life. That's just, it's normal. But it's a mark of maturity when you don't care. It is. There's going to come a time where you're like, okay, I'm ready. Then you know you're maturing. Another one, Titus 2:13. This should sound very familiar, and if not, you ought to mark it in your Bible. Read that with me. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And some people say, well, that's actually talking about the second coming. I believe it's talking about both. I believe that the blessed hope is the rapture and the glorious appearing is the second coming. And we're looking for the blessed hope. When the glorious appearing, most of the Christians are dead. And the world is, all hell's broken loose. And there's world war going on. And Jesus comes to put to kill the rest of the Antichrist army, all the people with the mark of the beast. The blessed hope is not the second coming, it's the rapture. And I believe that we, as mature believers, we should be looking for that blessed hope. And it becomes more and more, as you get older, it becomes a real blessing, a real blessed hope. There's times where you just, at least in my life, there's been times where that's all I got, is, Jesus is coming soon. Of course, if you're lost, then Hebrews 10:27 says, but there's a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fire indignation which shall devour the adversaries. So if you're unsaved, you don't have this blessed hope. If you know someone who's unsaved, this should motivate you to get the gospel to them. If you have, continue to pray for them. Because that's what they have. They don't have a blessed hope. They have this to look forward to. A certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.